and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. And yes, Barry, you was just asking me how to stream it. You can stream it at WMFO.org. There's a button you can click on. Listen live on WMFO.org. Great. I have Barry Marshall from the Marshalls here. Well, how's it going, Barry?
It was going good until I got lost in Medford Square.
Ah, that's okay. We're South Shore guys. We don't know.
But I'm kind of a lifer. I should know this stuff, right?
Right.
Hey, by the way, I just noticed there's a picture of my two brothers right there at the rat. Do you know that that's there?
I, you know what? I probably hung that and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
You know that?
That just really took me by surprise. That's I remember that photo session. That's downstairs, you know, the dressing room at the rat in probably about 1978.
Okay, which brothers are those?
Kevin on the left and Kenny on the right.
Which one did I meet? I met one when I saw you.
That would have been Kevin.
Okay,
yeah. The Cleverly brothers, right. Right, so we all look a little different now, but still.
What band would that have been with that picture?
The Marshalls.
That's the Marshalls.
Yeah.
Great. We do have a you brought in a Marshall vinyl. Maybe,
yes.
Well, do you want to play? Well, I'll have to cue something up from that.
Yeah.
Let's play some of your Christmas music. What do you have here?
Well, I worked on a record, actually three different records with WBCN in 1985, 1986, and 1991. And they were both... all three of them were double album sets, and they came out on cassette only in those days.
Right.
And we sold, I think 85 or 86, we sold 10,000 of them.
Wow.
And they're all for a benefit that BCN was doing for Toys for Tots and various other benefits we did them for. And I got to work. What the great thing about it was David Bieber at WBCN was the sort of the promotions director of creative services, I think was his title. But mm-hmm. he's a brilliant guy, and he's got one of the great collections. He recently did the Verb Hotel, the whole decor of it, like all the memorabilia and the rock and roll Boston stuff, history stuff.
Excellent.
That's all David Bieber stuff.
Okay.
In fact, there's a poster of this album in the Verb Hotel.
Very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, we did those albums back then, and the great thing for me was that I got to work with all kinds of great people. And in some ways, that's how I really learned how to produce, I think, in a lot of ways.
Did you think through these Christmas albums?
Well, I had done a lot of stuff before that, but this is the stuff when I really got serious and worked in really good studios. We worked at Synchrosound, which was the Kaz studio at the time.
Right.
And then Downtown Recorders, this great studio. It was on Tremont in the Cyclorama building.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third one, in 91, I worked at Q-Division a lot.
Right, that's still there. A lot of stuff's being done, right?
Yeah,
Q-Division,
yeah.
Right.
This is the older Q-Division, of course, the one that was on Albany Street,
okay,
in Boston. But same guys, you know, mm-hmm. Mike and John Lupfer and Mike Dineen. And so it was a wonderful opportunity for me, and it also coordinated with the Christmas shows that I did starting in 83, that I did a Christmas show every year from 83 through the night into 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always a benefit too, and that was always with WBCN. So it was great fun. We had all kinds of people who performed with us. It was basically my core band of Barry Marshall and the Rockin' Robins that backed up most of the singers and performers. Some of them were band tracks though. So people like the Del Fuegos and Wolf and all these other people did the Christmas show too.
You're on these tracks.
I'm producing them all.
Yeah,
but the tracks we're going to play, I'm probably playing on you know, maybe half of them.
Okay,
you know, or singing backup or something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So yeah, I'm on a lot of them, and a lot of them are my concepts as far as the arrangements and stuff. You know. So, but it was great, great fun and great learning opportunity and working with all kinds of different, you know, types of acts. In fact, you know, two of the years, I worked with the winner of the BCN Rumble was one of the bands that was on this. So 1 year it was Down Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and Adventure Set too, great bands from back then.
And they're on this as well.
They're not on this one. They're on the 85 or 86 one.
Okay.
I have to remember which one.
Yeah.
But
what year is this one from?
This one's really from 91, but some of the tracks repeat.
Okay.
But anyway, so I'll tell you the year of each track as we recorded them. The first one you're going to play, we did in 91.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us who's on this one, what's going on with it?
This is a gentleman that actually grew up in Medford named Philip Hamilton, who's a really, really talented singer. He was in a band back then in the 80s called Red.
Okay.
And then later ended up in a band you might have heard of called the Pat Metheny Band.
I'm not sure, but...
So he's done all kinds of things, and he's a great, great singer.
Okay.
And this is a real fun opportunity to do a workout on this Stevie Wonder tune called That's What Christmas Means to Me.
Right on. I'm here with Barry Marshall. We're spinning some Christmas songs here on WMFO.
Right outside my door.
Yeah, there's the Marshalls right there.
Yeah, that's right.
On vinyl.
1977.
1977.
Back when we were playing The Rat. And but my brother Kevin wrote that. Well, I'm looking at his picture right there on the wall. And that's Kevin, Kenny. And that featured actually Jonathan Paley playing some on that. And Eric Rosenfeld, one of the great guitar players. Or Eric Rose is also his name that ever came out of Boston. One of the greatest guitar players that ever came out of Boston.
Yeah.
Anyway. And that record came out in Italy about 5 years ago.
Well, it sounded really good. And, except for the beginning where I didn't have it queued up correctly. But that's because I had like 3 seconds to go on the song playing before it. What we wanted to do was queue up the Peter Wolf song on that same album, which I have queued up now. You want to tell us about the Peter Wolf song?
We recorded this at Synchro Sound. That was the studio that the Cars owned on Newbury Street. And then they later sold it to the Mendelssohn brothers, who Richard Mendelssohn I still have worked with over the years, both as an engineer and as a teacher, because he teaches at Berkeley, and I taught at Berkeley with him, and he also taught at another school I worked at.
I know that name for sure. I've seen it around.
He's done a ton of records, yeah. Richard Mendelssohn. Great, great. Really turned into a great mixer and recording engineer and producer. And him and his brother had bought the Synchro Sound from the Cars, and they had it from, I think, 87 to about 94, probably in that period, 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a bunch of stuff at that studio during both eras of the Cars and the Mendelssohn brothers. But anyway, so we recorded that. And a couple of interesting things about the Wolf track is that it was the first recording. He was just sort of getting this version of a band together that ended up being his band for the 90s. If you saw Wolf in the 90s, it was Johnny A was the guitar player with Wolf in the 90s. So Johnny A and Stu Kimball, who's been Bob Dylan's guitar player for the last 15 or 17 years, they both play on this track.
Excellent.
I can't remember which one played the slide. One of them plays like a dobro slide, and one of them plays acoustic guitar.
And this would be a traditional Silent Night.
Traditional Silent Night, but kind of bluesed up, but almost like a country blues arrangement. But it's fairly traditional, which surprises a lot of people.
Right. Being from Peter Wolf, if you'll learn under a rock, he was the lead singer from Jay Giles' band. And
one of the great talents that ever came out of Boston, still coming out of Boston.
Right.
This version is pretty laid back, but it's pretty bluesy.
All right, let's check it out on MFO.
Silent night, holy You know, I sit here late at night and my mind begins to wander. I start thinking about all the Christmases past and all my close friends I used to spend Christmas with. Some of them are no longer here. And each Christmas, the memories don't fade, but they only seem to get stronger. It's funny what time will do, and it's funny what time will put you through. And this Christmas, I hope all your Christmas dreams can come true. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail at the sight, glorious stream from heaven afar.
Heavenly peace.
Crash Course for the Ravers here, hanging out with Barry Marshall, and that was Macy's Parade, I Can't Escape Your Love. Before that, Peter Wolf, Silent Night, from music, Christmas music that Barry Marshall produced years back, and we get a bunch of it. We're sitting here and playing, and we played Macy's Parade because you worked with them too, John Macy.
Yeah, I actually produced the Macy's Parade record in 1993 or 94, in that period. Most of which was done at Synchro, again, Summit Q Division. I've known John all the way back to like 1975, 76, playing at the Rat and playing in a place called Dreamwald in Scituate that I promoted the gig.
I know of Dreamwald well. I mean, I'm wearing a Scituate shirt. I grew up around
there. I used to put on shows at Dreamwald all the time. That was some of my earliest stuff.
That's cool.
You know, was promoting shows. I had the Sidewinders there, which is the legendary band that had...
I thought maybe back like in the 20s they had bands there.
Oh,
but
they had bands up through the 70s and probably ended in the early 80s, I think.
I just missed it. Yeah. Oh, well.
It was a big ballroom. You know the story of the building, right? It was a robber baron named Thomas Lawson.
Sure, yeah. Lawson's property, right.
He was the Copper King.
Right.
And he had... He was.
I actually did the interior painting for The Nest, which was his wife's house. It was a little house across from the water tower, Lawson's Tower. I painted the interior of The Nest.
Well, did you know that Peter Montgomery grew up in one of the Lawson houses, too?
I did not know that.
On Curtis Road.
Peter was going to come in today, but he had to watch his kids. But
But he grew up on one of the Lawson houses that has like a long kind of circular driveway on Curtis Street.
What a neat place to grow up.
Yeah, amazing, yeah.
And then he got to stay up the Glades for years. I mean, he lucks out with the places he stays at, you know?
So I used to promote a lot of shows. I used to play the bellboy, and I used to promote shows at Dreamwald. And we
awesome.
Did quite a few great shows.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we pulled out John Macy because before you got here, I mean, I was for some reason I had him on my mind. I'm like, he always reminds me of Barry Marshall, and I just wanted to ask Barry if he knows him. I mean, like, yeah, you've worked with him tightly.
Yeah. and I made a record with him like as recently as like 6 or 7 years ago. The acoustic record that he did with Steve Gilligan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you said you haven't heard his newest stuff yet.
No, Hummingbird Syndicate. Yeah, so you're going to play something?
I'm going to play a little something from Hummingbird Syndicate right now. This is Lynn Shipley on vocals, but I'm sure he's singing backup vocals. I mean, it's, John Macy's band, Hummingbird Syndicate right here. This one's called I Want You to Stay, and then we'll be back with some more Christmas music that Barry has produced himself.
In a winter storm,
Yeah, I was just going to play Peter Montgomery, but actually that track is, and it's not in here. I'll have to find it.
First track.
Yeah, well, let me try something else.
It's little kids at the beginning, you know that.
I know. But for some reason, when I ripped it in the system, there's one that skips. I could tell that's what that was about to do. Let's see if this one's okay. Peter Montgomery, and you produced this one too, right?
Yeah, this is recent. This is you know, 6 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Let's just cross our fingers with this. If not, I'll find the CD. Yeah, it's good.
Get out your rays. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you darken up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every way.
It's the 46th Friday night. You've been with someone else. And now I'm wrapped so tight. It's hard living with myself. Do you really think you're happier now? Cause I totally can't see how. You've been a mess since you were 10, and you're worse for the wear right now. And you don't give a damn what the children think, as long as you can play. Been doing what you want since you were 15, thinking everything's okay, but it's not. And either are you. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you blacken out your rays? Shine, broke our hearts in every way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby sunshine. It's the 47th Friday night. I've been all by myself. Trying to get with someone else. Would you really have to chuck me out of a world I've built, no doubt? Now you're living in a house of cards, cause that's what you're all about. And I knew from the start you would run me through, but the heart don't talk to the brain. And I don't give a damn what your people say. They're gypsies and insane. So are you. And now us too. Sunshine, why'd you lighten up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you throw it all away? Hey, baby sunshine, made us vanish to the haze. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our buddy Peter Montgomery, formerly of the Irresponsibles, who I was big time into when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. And the Montgomerys.
And the Montgomerys, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his latest, Baby Sunshine, produced by Barry Marshall.
That's
And we'll be playing.
You say that like a guy who really came from here.
No, Barry, you're wonderful, and you produced this as well. We're playing Christmas music, and this is from something called Hark, the Rock and Rollers Sing.
Which is a record I put out with WBCN in 1985, 86, and 91. This is from the, I think, 85 one, and this one features the Fools, great Boston band, the Fools, very funny guys, and still great rocking band, still playing.
Yeah, I saw them a couple of years right around Christmas time. They did, like, yeah. They do that rock and soul thing.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. So anyway, when we did this, what was really fun about this one was we did a lot of voices and imitations and comedy bits. They did some, and Billy West, the legend.
The great Billy West.
Who's the voice of Ren and Stimpy and the voice of Bugs Bunny today and the voice of so many mm-hmm. things. Probably the average person hears Billy West every day more than
right.
once because he's done so many things.
He's a friend of the show, too. He's actually called in here before.
Well, Billy's a great talent. He's also a great musician, too, actually. And I actually have an instrumental on here that he plays guitar, and I'll talk about that when we get to it.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, so Billy did a lot of the voices and imitations on this particular track. They're definitely dated comedy bits. They're from the 80s. So
it's like stuff about Spuds McKenzie. And
well, no, but about like he does Clint Eastwood. He does President Reagan doing Clint Eastwood.
Like Make My Day stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
see. You'll hear it.
Okay.
And he does Jack Nicholson. He does Prince. He does Mr. Rogers. I think he does Jack Nicholson slides into Mr. Rogers.
Okay. So this is The Fools featuring the great Billy West, right?
Yes.
Rocking in a Christmas New Year on MFO.
Okay, cue the reindeer. Look out for the bass player. All right, cue the snow machine.
When we started this band, we thought we'd work real hard and go to the top and have
a very nice ride.
Well, time went by, we got our way. We went to the top for just one day, but we fell
off the other side.
And people said, what can be wrong? They must be done, they're out of songs, I guess. Their brains are fried.
But we're rocking in a Christmas New Year. Rocking in a Christmas New Year. Rockin' in a Christmas New Year. Rockin' in a Christmas New Year.
We've been to Spain, we've been to France, seen German girls in leather pants and had
a very nice time.
But now we're back to make some noise for all good Christmas girls and boys. So raise
your voice real high.
We'll sing to fun, we'll sing to song, we'll sing to parties all night long. Now raise your voice wicked high.
And we're rocking in a Christmas New Year. 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 Rocking in a Christmas New Year.
Hey, get that snow machine going again. All right, here come the reindeer, back with the food. Look out for the bass player. Got him again. Who's that? Whoa! It looks like Alvin and the Chipmunks. How you guys doing? Well, all right, why don't you guys sing along?
Yes, there's billions of snowflakes.
Yeah, great, great. Oh, look at this, look at this. It can't be, but it is the boss.
Hey, you guys, you've been good for Christmas practice real hard. Hey, where's Boardwalk? Yeah.
Hey, who's that knucklehead over there? Now this is a party. Look out for that pie. Hey, look, the snow, it's turning purple. This guy over here. Excuse me, sir, who are you?
Robin Leach. I'm here with the incredibly rich and famous.
Oh, that's terrific.
Just
terrific.
Come from the swimming pool.
Oh, wow. Over by the punch bowl. I think. I know who it is. I know who it is. Mr. Rogers.
Look, pal, I'm not Mr. Rogers, okay? You got that? I'm not
Mr.
Rogers.
Are these your shoes, by the way?
Nice sweater, dear.
Cheers. Take it.
And all the way from Minnesota, our harp player, Bob.
Claus. My God, I know who that guy is.
Well, my fellow Americans, may you make my day.
Not only that, my home personal computer is here. How you doing, little guy?
I remember that one.
Yeah, thanks to playing BCN all the time. And, you know, some of the jokes are dated, but, you know, if you get the references, it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. Yeah. And you guys actually did the chipmunk voices, too.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like
It's...
You don't have to get permission to do chipmunks?
I mean, you know, if they existed as a real act, maybe,
yeah.
You know? No. It basically is just a matter of knowing how to sing slow and slowing the tape down.
Right.
And then speeding it back up.
Right. It sounded just like them.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little bit of technique to it, but it's not that hard to do.
And then you had all the impersonations, Billy West impersonations. Great stuff.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And Billy West, we'll be hearing from him in a few minutes playing one of his instrumental contributions as a great guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear that. I have queued up here, though, something you brought in. The Paley Brothers. This is a track featuring the Ramones.
Yeah. Andy and Jonathan Paley, old friends of mine. I was in a band with Jonathan in 1976 at CBGB's called Mong. And we did the best version of I Fought the Law.
Cool. You don't have that,
anyway,
do you?
No, we never recorded But anyway, and Andy, of course, I did all kinds of stuff with in the 70s and 80s, a lot of music and a lot of projects. And I kind of learned how to record with him, playing and singing back up on his demos. And then eventually on some of his records. I think we're on, the Marshalls are singing back up on a couple of songs on here somewhere. But anyway, this particular one is probably one of their better known ones that they did with the Ramones. Kind of a classic record called Come On, Let's Go, the old Richie Valens song.
Right on. It's MFO.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Let's go.
You better not cry, more. You better not pout, cause I'm telling you why.
No mistake in that voice, Willie Loco Alexander there.
The great
Santa
Willie.
Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, I love it. Love working with Willie. Actually had a period of there in the 80s when I backed him up and played a bunch of shows with him. Meaning I literally, he was...
You were the band.
We were the band. Yeah.
You were like the Boom Boom Band.
Yeah, so we did a, you know, pretty short set, probably about a 35 minute set. But we had about 10 songs. That we learned with Willie, and we went out and played gigs with him for a bit there for about, maybe 6 months. Probably did about 10 gigs that way. You know, it was kind of, he was in between bands at the time.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it was great fun, though. Great fun.
What years?
And we had horns. This would have been somewhere like 84, 85 in that period. And we had a horn section, too, so he loved working with the horns, you know.
I'm sure, yeah.
So we had a Mass Ave that was kind of massively big with the horns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Great.
It was fun.
That's great.
Played a club on Mass Ave called Jack's a few times with him. I remember three or four times. Yeah.
He has been, I was telling you, well, the songs are going. That's why if I repeat myself, it's just because they haven't heard it out there, the listeners.
Sure.
But Willie has been on the show before, and he did Mass Ave here. That I'd say that was one of the better shows that I've done.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
it was just so cool.
Total genius. Yeah, love it.
More Boston Christmas rockers. How about David Barton's on this album?
Yeah, Dave Barton was the lead singer and guitar player of The Outlets, one of the classic Boston bands of the 80s. And his brother Rick went on to start the Dropkick Murphys,
right.
Actually.
And now he's with Continental.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Both life are great rock and roll kids, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Not kids anymore, but kids to me.
Yeah, Rick's been here, too. David has not, but Rick's visited the show. Yeah, what does David sing?
This is a song that Elvis originally did. I think it was written for Elvis by a couple of the, you know, staff songwriters that wrote for him.
Right.
Called Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me.
All right, let's check it out. It's David Barton taking care of business.
Yeah.
On MFO.
Around me.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You'll see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, a soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was Nervous Eaters. It's Christmas time again.
The Eaters!
Love them. Love them. I'm sitting here with Barry Marshall. We're playing a lot of stuff he produced for BCN back in the day. Christmas stuff. Number 10, you say. Who's on number 10, Barry?
That would be me.
All right.
Singing. Doing my one of my favorite Christmas songs. I actually had the thrill of working with the guy that wrote it at one point, a guy named Charles Brown, one of the great early kind of pre-rock and roll rhythm and blues pianists. Charles Brown had a couple of really classic songs. I mean, this is one of them called Merry Christmas Baby. He also had another classic Christmas song that was later done by the Eagles. What's the name of that one? Please Come Home for Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, a legendary guy. I did a few gigs with him with Laverne Baker. When I was working with Laverne Baker, wonderful opportunity. I got to meet so many.
I know. I've heard this guy's name because I've been like, imagine going through life with the name Charlie Brown. You know,
yeah.
Like,
Charles Brown though was a class guy and a total legend and really brilliant, really a really unique stylist, a great piano player and a really interesting singer. But anyway, so this is my version of his song, kind of by way of Otis Redding. I kind of copped a little bit of the Otis Redding arrangement of this.